Kinyan Lamed, the 30th Kinyan of the Memches, the Varim Shartar Niknes Bahem, is Oyeves Habriyos. Loving people, getting along with people, in a practical sense, that allows somebody to have a connection with his friends and learn Torah together with them. Have a connection with teachers, with Rabbeim, with Moros, and be able to draw from them. So in a practical sense, it's very understandable why being an easy person to get along with goes a very far way in gaining a tremendous amount of Torah learning. However, I'd like to share with you a couple of points in a deeper sense why Oyeves Habriyos brings a great Siyata D'Shmaya and Kinyan of Torah. In the Sefer HaMala Shel Torah, he says that the light created through Torah learning has a hashpah to bring people back from Averis. And he says, we know that ma'at min ha'or doicha habi min ha'cheshech. And through the light of Torah, from those that learn b'ktusha of Tahara, there's hope for everybody. And he says, he brings the pasuk of the ner mitzvah, the Torah ar. The teva of ar is that it lights up for others. And the greater the ar is, the stronger the ar is, the further it can illuminate and bring people back and closer to Hashem. And the Chazon Ish, in his Kovetz Igris and Chelik Aleph, the Geras HaMechbez, writes that just like the different evarim of a person each have their jobs, what they're supposed to be doing, the ayin is a raya, the oizin is shemas, the yadayim are askaniyos, he says the whole Klal Yisrael is made up of one guf with different evarim. There are many different people and each person has to be mamali his tafkid. And he says that b'nei Torah, who are being amal in Torah, for the amitas of Torah, they could save Yilodim Harbe and Anoshim Rabim Mehurhure Aveiro Kefira just by learning Torah. And they spread a tremendous Ruach of Tahara in the world. And he says that in the environment of a true Ben Torah, it's obvious to the eye the tremendous Hashpah it has on people. He says it could be a greater Hashpah than a Hishtadlus Mises could bring. In other words, it's possible that the hashpah of pure Limud HaTorah on an environment could do more for the people that are not yet observant or they're not learning Torah to the same level as the true Ben Torah. The light, as the HaMala Shel Torah said, and the hashpah of Kedusha could do a tremendous amount. And it's well known the words of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who says that when someone is sitting and learning Torah in Vilna, in the Beis Medrash, that could cause that a balabayis in Berlin could daven mincha. So it comes out that someone who's learning Torah is doing a tremendous chesed with the briyos, even without doing any physical actions to reach out to those people. Just the fact that he's creating this tremendous light and this tremendous ruach of tahara could bring people back and lift people up. So it comes out someone who has true ahavas habriyos and he believes the power of his limud haTorah could really have an effect on others, he'll definitely dedicate himself at a higher level. And one more point along these lines, B'chanan Wasserman in his Sefer, Kovetz Mamorim, he asks on the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Peah we say in davening every morning, Eilu devarim sh'adam eichle peresem b'olam hazeh, v'keren k'yemes le'el olam haba. We say a whole list of things, Kibud Avaim, Gemilus Chasadim, Ashkamais Beis HaMidrash, and he says, those are all things which we understand, the reason why you get the schar in olam hazeh, and the keren is put away for you in Olam Haba, is because these are things that are Tov LaShamayim and Tov LaBriyos. But why does it say at the end of the Mishnah, Talmud Torah connected Kulam? How is Talmud Torah something which has a connection of being native to people in this world? And he says, he brings the Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Dalet Perek Aleph, where he explains that the world was created B'Shvil Torah, like it says in the Pasuk, V'm L'Brisi Yom V'Laila Chukei Shamayim V'Aretz L'Samti, that the world can't exist without Limud HaTorah. And Mechaim Elazar says that if there would be a minute that the world would have without Limud HaTorah, he says, Chas V'Shalom, immediately, Tis Batal Kol HaMetzias, the world would crumble and fall apart. So it comes out that every person who's learning Torah has a chelek, it takes part in the kiyum of the whole Briah. And Rabbi Chanan ends off, there's no greater hatava that a person could do for the world than Limud HaTorah. So with these two concepts in mind that the learning of Torah could have a tremendous hashpa on the people around you, and the learning of Torah is the greatest hatava you could do to the Bria because you're holding up the world, so we now can understand why Oyeves HaBria is something that could drive a person to great Aliyah and great Madregas and Limud HaTorah. He understands that what he's doing is a tremendous hatava for the Briyas. Those Briyas that he has a tremendous ahava for could drive him to great Madregas and Limud HaTorah. Have a wonderful day.